We're here today at the Oklahoma Youth Expo. Today is OSU Day, talking with Dr. Tom Kuhn. He's DASNR Vice President. Dr. Kuhn, tell me a little bit about what you've got going on today.
Well, as you said, it's OSU Day here at Oklahoma Youth Expo, and it's a great opportunity for us to showcase what it is that we do. We're here to recruit students, and some of them may be only 8, 9, or 10 years old, but we want them to know that OSU is a good place for them to think about going, and that college is going to make a difference in their lives, and that we are here and in every community across the state.
And absolutely, and that recruitment really starts at these early ages, and you're really trying to get them to come here as some of these kids are about to graduate. So have you found it an effective tool for you guys?
Absolutely. And you know what? I mean, we certainly want to attract students to OSU, but even if they choose to go somewhere else, one of the things we want these young people to understand is what they're learning with these livestock projects are life skills. They're learning about science and technology, and they're learning how to get along with people. And that's going to serve them well wherever they go, even if they go to someplace other than OSU.
Absolutely.
But we do want them to come to OSU.
And now, actually, OYE came out with their own study here on Oklahoma's education system. What's your thoughts on that? I know that they found out that a lot of the parents really have found the value in programs like FFA and 4-H. How is OSU trying to help, I guess, are they taking that information in and trying to use that in any way?
Well, you know, it's nothing new to us. We knew exactly what they found, and so there's no surprise to us, but here's an example. We benefit from that those programs tremendously. If you look at the leadership of the students who come into our college, the College of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources, we have about 11% of the student population at Oklahoma State. And yet, when you look at leadership awards or leadership positions that students are elected to in student government or in other organizations, we get about a third of those coming to students in CASNR. So 11% of the population, 35 to 40% of the leadership roles and leadership honors come to us. And that's because those young people have had an opportunity to learn and grow through 4-H and FFA in those rural communities in their school districts.
And so obviously one of the big issues right now is the budget cuts going on and trying to figure out the state deficit. Does this study, does that give you all another tool in your toolbox to help fight for those funds for your education and ag programs?
It really does, because as the resources shrink, we've got to look at how do we work together better. And so one of those opportunities is for us to even strengthen further the collaboration we have with those rural school districts. As we already have that with FFA, in some cases we have it with 4-H. I think we need to look at how do we do more in delivering 4-H through those rural school districts and urban schools as well. It's just as relevant there. So we've got a good impetus, I think, to look at further collaborations there, because we're going to have fewer people. It's just a simple matter of you cut the budgets the way they've been cut. There aren't going to be as many people as we've had delivering extension programs. So we got to be smart and figure out how to do this, hold true to our principles and values, deliver on the mission that we've been given, and figure out how to do that with fewer resources.
Yeah. And so, actually, I know that kind of touches on a subject you talked about with our farm director, Ron Hayes, a while back, about how you're kind of restructuring or, I guess, streamlining the extension program right now. Has there been any updates, anything new with that?
Nothing really new. We're still looking to look at how can we do a lot of retooling, really, with our staff. So as we go to fewer and fewer educators, and so far we've been able to take those reductions through natural attrition, people retiring or moving on to other roles. We haven't had layoffs to speak of. Those people who remain are going to need different school skills, different tools to work with. And in a way, we need to give them permission to focus a bit more than we've had in the past. So rather than having a generalized ag educator, for example, we're going to look to have an ag educator who's focused in one particular area. Maybe it's cow-calf operations. Maybe it's in small grains management, whatever, but covering multiple counties. So the idea of the county office and the county educator educator being sort of the keystone to how we deliver extension, that's really what's going to be changing. But our goal is to remain in every county, to make sure we have 4-H available in every county, and then to be smart and use technology as much as we can to get our programs out to people.
But there is a silver lining. You say that enrollment is up right now, and that brings in dollars to the state when we get those out-of-state kids attending OSU.
Absolutely. We've got 45 states represented in our college alone at Oklahoma State University. And, you know, we attract some of the best. We've got some of the top FFA seniors from last year's class from the state of California. 10 out of the top 50 are students in our college this year. So we're bringing in people from outside. We're bringing in students. Hopefully some of them will stay here and find an opportunity to fulfill their goals here in Oklahoma and become productive citizens in Oklahoma.
And y'all's numbers aren't the only ones growing here at OYE. They say numbers are up, record years again. What's your impression been so far with your time here at OYE?
It's mind-blowing. It really is. I mean, you just walk around, and I keep going through my head and thinking, this is spring break. This is spring break. This is what people in Oklahoma do in spring break. This is no break. But you know, what a tremendous experience for the young people. And holy cow, how many adult volunteers are involved in this, making it happen, and so many benefactors who help to make it a reality, all for these young people. And, you know, we focus on the animals. This is about the kids. This is about them learning life skills and pursuing their passion, exploring their curiosity, and coming out of it on the other end as really productive adults.